Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Wow. Welcome to the new year.
Okay, so let's say this. Our letters have all gone out. Everybody yes. should have their tax letters by now. We've gotten a couple phone calls, and if you're one of those people that were looking for a letter of a donation that you made in 2017 and you didn't get a letter, Jim, what can they do?
They can just give us a call here at 317-870-8400. We'll be happy to take care of them. We do have a threshold, I think, of around $200. But if you contributed less than that and want a letter, please give us a call. We'll be happy to get you one. And we've always had questions about, can I donate appreciated stocks or bonds or mutual funds? We always have been able to accept them, but it was never a kind of a simple, straightforward process. And we've streamlined that so easily now. Brian Weiss and Merriam Financial Partners, who is a Brian is a board member here and a longtime supporter of Catholic Radio. That is a financial planning firm on the south side of town here, and they make it so easy you won't believe it. You can just go to our website, catholicradioindy.org, and you'll see a button there that says to donate stocks or bonds. Click here, and all we need is like your name and email number, and Brian and the folks down at Merriam Financial will take it from there. It's really that simple. It can all happen in a matter of a couple of days, and you don't have to pay any capital gains tax. And what the stock or bond has appreciated to in Catholic Radio, it's the full amount of the gift, whatever the face value of the investments are the day they arrive. So it's a good deal for
win,
everybody.
Win-win. Win-win all the way
absolutely.
Around. Our guest today on Faith in Action, we have two, Lori Brown, and she is the state leader for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and David Proctor, he is the associate state leader. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, MJ.
And some of you are listening and you're thinking, Flame of Love, what is that? Well, listeners, we will go through it. I had not heard of it before either, but you're going to know everything you always wanted to know but were too afraid to ask. We'll find out today. Before we get started, though, Lori and David, I'd like to hear a little bit more about you. So, Lori, what side of town do you live on? Tell us about your family, what parish you belong to.
I actually live in Springport, Indiana, in between between Muncie and Newcastle.
I have never heard of Springport ever.
Springport. Well, that's because we only have one post office. We have no gas stations, no stores.
Springport.
Yes, a little tiny burg northeast of here, but we do attend Holy Rosary Parish in downtown Indianapolis.
How long does that take you to drive from Springport to Holy Rosary?
1 hour. We've done it for 21 years. That's how wonderful that church is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
But I have six children and a wonderful husband, Kevin, who is the business manager of Anderson Community School, but we do homeschool, and I've done that for 25 years. So,
oh, my goodness. God mm-hmm. bless you. God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Lori Brown.
He has.
Okay, and then we have David Proctor. Tell us a little bit about you. What parish? What side of town?
Well, I've been going to Our Lady of the Greenwood since 2001. Have six children from 34 to 16. A wonderful wife named Pamela. She's been a great support for years and years, and we've been married 36 years, so it's been a great investment of time for each other, really. And she's wonderful. It gets better as time goes.
36 years. So do you have any grandkids yet?
Two.
Two?
Two.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. We have Anastasia, who's about 18 months, yeah. 19 or 20 months now, and Abigail,
yeah.
who's 14 months.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay, you're just starting. Laura, do you have any grandkids?
I do. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
I have six wonderful grandchildren.
Six grandkids.
Yes. Yes.
God bless you.
And we just love grandparenting. It's just as good as parenting, if not better.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, it is. It's, you know, of course, there's that old saying, you know, if I could have leapfrogged over kids and had grandkids first, I would have done it, right? but they're just a joy. There's no stress. There's no guilt. There's nothing involved. Just joy. It's pure joy. Love it completely. Okay. The flame of love. Since I was introduced to this, a couple weeks ago, in preparing for this show, I have asked almost everybody that I come in contact with, have you ever heard of the flame of love? And I have not run into anybody yet, so I know that our listeners are in the same boat. So let's take it slowly. Let's kind of take a step back. And I want to hear everything there is to know about the flame of love. So let's start first with the background of the diary, actually, of how this even came about. Okay? So tell us, Lori, in your words, how the movement even got started. Let's go back to the very beginning.
Okay. I thank you for the opportunity, because this is an amazing grace that has been granted to the world through the Most Holy Trinity because of Mary, our Blessed Mother's efficacious intercession, and that's the way Jesus put it. It goes back to Elizabeth Kendelman, a humble Hungarian woman who received interlocutions from 1961 to 1982. She was orphaned when she was 6 years old. She was the 13th child of her parents and the only surviving child.
That
and
was
they passed
kind
away.
Of wild to hear.
Oh,
six
so
sets of twins.
Exactly, exactly. And she just became fertile soil, so to speak, for God's grace, because she went through so much suffering. She married at 16 years old. And her husband, after she and her husband had six children, he passed away when she was only 33. And there she was in a communist country with six children and no way to feed them or to clothe them or to make it in this world. So she walked the streets trying to find a job. She finally found one. She lost the job because of having a statue of the Blessed Mother in her home. That was not something the communists like. So this woman was very desperate at times, but she never gave up her Catholic faith. She went to daily Mass, adoration, the rosary. She did go through the dark night of the soul for 3 years before the interlocutions began. So it was like the Lord was preparing her soul for this great grace, because it must have gained many merits for her to then receive what now has been passed on to us. So she was told by Jesus and Mary that they wanted her to record all of their messages to her in a diary, just like St. Faustina. Interestingly enough, this diary also has the apostolic blessing of the Holy Father, just like the Divine Mercy diary does. So
let me stop you for 1 second. So when you say the Holy Father, are you talking about Pope Francis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In
so
2013.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's very recent. And that's why you probably haven't heard much about this grace yet, because as I said, it started in Hungary, then it spread to South America because of a Hungarian priest, a Father Rona, who was a missionary to South America. He spent something like 30 years there, but then he knew about this flame of love, translated it into Spanish, and it began to spread down there into Ecuador and various countries. Then it came to Mexico and Canada, and finally to the United States in 2013. So it is very new. It started in Philadelphia in the United States through Archbishop Chaput, who gave his imprimatur to the English translation of the diary. So in Philadelphia right now, this grace has just spread far and wide. They have over 60 prayer and study cenacles in the greater Philadelphia area and spread out throughout the state. It's just now kind of disseminating into states, our other 50 states. And it's very exciting, because this is not just another devotion. There are beautiful devotions out there. But this one is a signal grace. It's a special, extraordinary grace to help us in these very dark times that we live in.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, Lori Brown, she is actually the state leader for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We also have David Proctor, who is the associate state leader. And you talk about signal graces, and that's a word that, you know, kind of takes me back to my childhood, but you don't hear much about that today, right? Actual grace, sanctifying grace, but graces, signal graces. So for our listeners who aren't familiar with that, David, how would you describe a signal grace? Because actually we have them all the time in our lives, but we don't usually call them signal graces, right?
One thing I've noticed personally with this, the graces are so strong and so powerful that they supersede. And she was a third order Carmelite, so you know that she was well accustomed to doing the rosary, the liturgy, the hours, and all the things that a Carmelite would do. But this signal grace actually makes her prayers more powerful, helps her in her own life, helps her children. It was part of her vocation is to raise the six children without the parent, without the other parent. And the Lord and our Blessed Mother both gave her assurances that her family was going to be protected through all this. And also, it's a great impetus to get her family to pray and to get other people to pray. And she had great suffering getting other priests involved, and they finally started doing it. It became a very powerful movement in Hungary itself.
We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then below that, in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Lori Brown, she's the state leader, and David Proctor is the associate state leader for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And listeners, we're learning about the roots of the movement, how it got started, what it actually is, and actually in the first half, Lori was telling us about Elizabeth Kindleman, about the young Hungarian woman to whom interlocutions this gift was given, and she turned it into a diary. I wrote it down, and that's what I have in front of me. Actually, it's a book called The Flame of Love. And as I was opening this, I read through it. It was a quick read, as a matter of fact. I read it pretty quickly, and it does have the Nahal Obstat and the Imprimatur. It has both. As well as there's a letter that was tucked into it, the papal blessing, the apostolic blessing. I see that. So there is nothing in here that is objectionable, that the church finds objectionable. So that's one thing that our listeners should be made aware of, is that this is an approved devotion, if you will.
Absolutely. Now, Lori, just before the break, you mentioned the word cynical, and I'm wondering if you can explain a little more what that is.
A cenacle refers to an upper room. It kind of means upper room, and it refers to a gathering people that pray together. So it's a prayer meeting, basically. Here in Indianapolis, we have three main ones that are going. In fact, there's a fourth and a fifth I just found out also that we just became aware of, and there are three more about to begin in 2018 in January. But when we call our prayer group or our prayer meeting a cenacle, at Holy Rosary Church, for instance, downtown, we also add study to that. So we're not only praying the Flame of Love prayers, there are three main prayers, you add them to your rosary, it empowers your rosary or supercharges it, you might say, as David made reference to. But we also study the messages in the diary because, in fact, Blessed Mother asks us to immerse ourselves in these messages, and we should read a couple pages a day to kind of nourish this flame, which we need to explain.
Okay, so first of all, let's go back to Elizabeth. What made her a conduit? Why do you think she was chosen?
She was chosen because she was a mother and she was humble. Blessed Mother is grieving over all of the souls that are lost every single day. She came to Elizabeth many times crying and even sobbing, saying, "Help me save my children." And she told Elizabeth, she said, "You have a mother's heart. heart. You understand how I feel. And Blessed Mother is deeply concerned over every soul. In fact, she and Jesus both said they don't want one soul lost, not one. And that Satan has a big hand, a big part in blinding souls from the beauty of the gospel. And that blindness can come through materialism is one thing they cited, or other open doors that would give Satan kind of a foot in the door and where he can get a stronghold. This grace, this flame of love grace, this signal grace actually blinds Satan. And that means he is disarmed. That means that he has to let go of these souls, so to speak, and then they're able to receive the gospel, even want to know God.
Okay, so when you say the flame of love, and the book says, I mean, the title of the book is The Flame of Love. What are they referring to? What is the flame of love?
The flame of love is really the interaction or the love between Jesus and Mary itself. It's really from Jesus. It resides in Mary's heart, deep in her heart. And the thing is, it's so prevalent in her heart right now during this age that she wants to give it to each one of us. It's a powerful thing, and that's why Lori was talking about earlier about the flame of love being something you can you can actually just pray for someone, and in a sense, they catch it right in their own heart, and they have the flame within their own heart, and it becomes part of them, and then and they can spread it to their own family members. So it's got something that's catching. It's sure. But they still have to do, you know, they still have to pray.
Okay, so you said that first of all, there are several parishes in town that actually are utilizing this already. You have Cenacles, but my question is, why do we need this new devotion? Tell us a little bit about that. We have, you know, that it's almost on the heels of, I mean, when we talk about devotions, we talk about hundreds and hundreds of years because we have the Divine Mercy, you know, Sister Faustina. That came at a time when, you know, the Blessed Mother said the church needs these, we need these graces. Humans need these graces for the very same reasons she said. She didn't want any souls to be lost. And they were graces, of course, anybody familiar with Divine Mercy, that were not being availed, that we were not asking for. And those were the graces, you know, that were the flames coming from our Lord at that time. So why do we need another one? Tell us a little bit about this, because this is something new for many of our listeners. So why a new devotion?
I'm so glad you asked that question, because this, first of all, a signal grace is a special grace that God grants to the world during a specific period of history when there is a great need. And there is a great need today. Many, many souls we know have even stopped going to Mass and have turned away from God and are living very secular lives. So this grace, as David said, this flame of love, it's Jesus Christ himself in Mary's heart. Her heart is immaculate, pure. She's never offended God, no sin. So she's able to have the fullness of God's love. So it's her love for God and man. It's being offered to us now so that we can love in almost a supernatural way with Mary's love. And it's amazing the healing in families that can come about because of this grace. And I've watched it happen many, many times. And that's something that Elizabeth was told, is that Satan in this day and time, he is attacking families. He wants to destroy families. Those were the words of our Blessed Mother. And that recalls the words of Sister Lucia, who said the last and final battle would be against the family.
Well, certainly, true words were never spoken. I mean, we're living at a time right now when the family is being attacked. I mean, the Holy Father has said that many times. But I mean, just listening to the news. I mean, just being aware as you are. Obviously, we see that. Is there a main prayer or devotion to this movement? And what is the purpose of it? What's the purpose of the movement? If you could encapsulate it in two or three sentences.
Oh yes, you mentioned about Divine Mercy. We could even go back to Fatima. Actually, this is an extension of Fatima. This grace is supposed to bring about the triumph of the Immaculate Heart that was promised back at Fatima to Sister Lucia by Blessed Mother. She said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. This is part of that. Actually, in 2017, Divine Mercy Sunday, Tony Mullen, the National Director of the Flame of Love Movement, spoke with Father Allar, who is one of the, he's the head of the Marian Priest in Stockbridge with the Divine Mercy. They gave a joint talk showing the connection between Divine Mercy and Flame of Love. They fit together. This is like a puzzle, you know, this is another piece that God has given us of helping us to overcome this attack of Satan. And we're the church militant, right? So we know we're in this battle.
Okay, so the purposes of the devotion are to bring more souls to salvation.
Exactly. For the triumph of the Immaculate Heart, for the second Pentecost, asked for by the last five popes, to blind Satan, which is going to free souls to ultimately be saved.
And I want to ask you a little bit more about that also. But so there is a devotion. So is this explain to us, to our readers, our listeners. I always say readers. I'm not back. That maybe that's because I've got a book in my hand. Is this something that is done daily, several times a day, once a week on Sunday? What is it exactly that is being offered?
Well, I'll let David tell part of it. I'll mention the Unity Prayer. There are three main prayers to this devotion. So you have, and these prayers were given by Jesus and Mary. They're not man-made prayers. So they're very, very powerful indulgence to prayers. The main prayer is a petition that you add to the Hail Mary. And this was asked for by our Lord and our Lady, not in the scriptural part of the Hail Mary, but right after we say, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And so this little petition is, spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. So we're asking Mary, spread the effect of this grace of thy flame of love. And the diary list 15-20 effects. One of the main ones is, I mentioned the blinding Satan, but an abundance, an outpouring of grace every time we say that special prayer. And then there's also the Unity Prayer, which unites us to our Lord. This is necessary because Jesus and Mary said that it is faith that Satan wants to destroy today. Not only families, but faith also. Faith is union with Christ, John 15, the vine and the branches, right? This unity prayer, we're speaking to our Lord, and we're saying, may our feet journey together. We're speaking to him. We want to walk with you, Jesus, saving souls. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. It goes like that. Then there's a third prayer, and I'll let David talk about that.
Which one is that one?
I'm sorry.
The third prayer is where we bless ourselves five times, you know, going after the five wounds of Jesus. You know, first we bless ourselves for the sacred wounds of his left hand. And we go to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. And then we go to the sacred wound of our sacred right hand, and the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. And so forth with the sacred foot of your left, sacred wound of your left foot, and then the sacred wound of your right foot. And then finally we go with the sacred wound of your side. And we ask, and all these wounds are precious to Jesus. And as we meditate on those wounds, it helps us to unite ourselves with the wounds of Christ.
Okay, so when you, and I read that in the book. I thought that was right. Kind of interesting. So a crossing of yourself five times, but each time kind of meditating a little bit slowly on the wounds.
On each of the wounds,
on each of the wounds. So is this something that you would do daily, several times a day, before and after? I mean, so every time you would cross yourself during the day, which would mean before and after you eat, before and after you say the rosary, as you enter church, as you leave. So is this something that you get into the habit of doing every time you cross yourself? Or is it a specific prayer, if you will, attached to maybe the prayer, the unity prayer, for instance?
You would do it not every time you cross yourself, because that would, you know, you don't necessarily have time. But certainly, if you want to have a meditation, it'll give you a quick meditation, because you could do it in a couple minutes to help us refocus. The same as a unity prayer, take some time out there, and that gives you a couple minutes to refocus. and help us to kind of get back connected, kind of like St. Paul talks about the spirit of continuous prayer. It helps us to keep in that mode of the spirit of continuous prayer. So okay. That's why we would do that.
So maybe several times a day.
Yes,
maybe
absolutely.
It wouldn't take very long to do it because you could, of course, make it a meditation in itself. So when you have a couple minutes or a few minutes just to do that, I have so many more questions. I think, Jim, that we're going to have to do a part two to this because I still want to talk a little bit more about Elizabeth Kindleman, her life, if she's still alive. We didn't even talk about that. We talk about the locutions that they stopped 20-some years ago. But we're 30-some years ago. But I'd like to know a little bit more about her. And I think if I would, I think our listeners would. Our guest today on Faith in Action, Lori Brown. She's the state leader, and David Proctor, the associate state leader for the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And there's a book involved here. We haven't even talked about a man coming to town in just a few short weeks. Mullen is actually coming to town in a few short weeks. Let's give that information now, and if you will indulge us and stay over, and let's do another show, because I have more questions. So who's coming to town, and when will that be?
Well, Indianapolis is going to be very blessed with Tony Mullen coming to town. He's the national director of the Flame of Love movement in the United States. And he's going to be at Our Lady the Greenwood Holy Rosary at Catholic Church on March the 5th at 7 p.m. That's a Monday. Then on Tuesday, the next day, March the 6th, he will give a talk following the 5:30 Mass at St. John the Apostle Catholic Church in Bloomington, Indiana. And then on Wednesday, March the 7th, from 7 to 8:30, he will be speaking at St. Luke Catholic Church in Indianapolis. And the title of his talk will be How Our Mother and the Holy Spirit Will Save and Protect Us and Bring the Triumph and the New Pentecost.
Okay, so we're going to learn a lot more about that.
Is there a website where people can go to learn more about this? People got their interest sparked now and they said, I want to find out more about it. Where can they go?
Yes, please visit flameoflove.us.
Okay.
Everything you want to know about this special grace is there.
All right, thank you so much for being our guest. Listeners, we're going to have a part two next week. Stay tuned.
And before we leave you, we want to remind you that if you'd like to find out more information about local Flame of Love events, you can email flameoflovindiana@gmail.com. And to find out more on the national level, the website is www.flameoflove.us. You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the programming tab and select podcasts.